Randall. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, an hour from now, is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court for lying to the FBI. The case centers on Flynn's Trump campaign contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. AP's Mike Hempen reports the president has been protesting the way Flynn was questioned by the FBI.
The president has called Flynn a great person, but last week asserted erroneously that the FBI said Flynn did not lie. Trump has described Mueller's investigation as a witch hunt and has continued to lash out at prosecutors he sees as biased against him and those who help him.
That was AP's Mike Hempen. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to offer her post-Brexit plan on future relations with the European Union for a vote in Parliament January 14th. Facing almost certain defeat, she canceled a December 11th vote. Britain is set to leave the EU at the end of March.
I know this is not everyone's perfect deal. It is a compromise. But if we let the perfect be the enemy of the good, then we risk leaving the EU with no deal.
The Prime Minister has again rejected calls for a second Brexit referendum. Meanwhile, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn wants May to face another no-confidence motion.
As the only way I can think of ensuring a vote takes place this week, I am about to table a motion which says the following, that this House has no confidence in the Prime Minister due to her failure to allow the House of Commons to have a meaningful vote straight away on the withdrawal agreement and framework for future relationships between the UK and the European Union.
The European Union has so far turned down Prime Minister May's pleas for additional changes to the EU's Brexit agreement with Britain. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is speaking out on the downside of nationalism. Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Enlisting the virtues and vices of politics, Francis said nationalism was one threat to peace because it destroys trust in a globalized world, while another violation of peace is the proliferation of arms and terror exerted on the innocent and vulnerable that has forced them to flee homes for safety. Francis underlined that political addresses that tend to blame every evil on migrants and to deprive the poor of hope are unacceptable. Rather, there's a need to reaffirm that peace is based on respect for each person. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With a partial U.S. government shutdown threatened for the end of the week, there is little sign of the compromise it will take to avoid it. President Trump insists he needs Congress to approve the $5 billion he is demanding toward the construction of a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. With Democrats in Congress firmly opposed, Mr. Trump lacks the votes to get the spending approved, and so the chances for a shutdown grow larger. The cybersecurity agency in the Czech Republic has warned network operators against using software or hardware made by Chinese telecoms Huawei and ZTE, saying both pose a security threat. The Czech agency charges that Chinese companies are required by law to cooperate with intelligence services. A Huawei spokesman denied the company presents any security danger. The U.S. and Afghan Taliban representatives have met in the United Arab Emirates with no immediate word of progress. The aim is to find a way to end the 17-year war in Afghanistan. Officials from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Pakistan also took part. Indiana University analyst Nazif Sharani in Kabul said the pace of meetings with the insurgent group has picked up.
It seems President Trump has given a limited period of time of 6 months, plus, of course, the impending election. So those two might be the critical factors.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, who has helped set up the Monday discussions, said today his government will do all it can to further the Afghan peace process, to end what he called, quote, almost 3 decades of suffering by the brave Afghan people. A senior White House official has denied reports President Trump gave his Turkish counterpart any assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The Turks claim Gulen was part of a failed 2016 coup in Turkey. The country's foreign minister said Mr. Trump had assured President Erdogan that he was working on sending Gulen and others back to Turkey. Gulen has repeatedly denied any involvement in the short-circuited coup. For news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com or simply use the mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.